we're all still waiting to hear about the Ray Wright.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's the biggest thing. It's that we're getting so close. And if you would have told me about a month ago when this his whole legal situation was resolved, I thought the league would move pretty swiftly on this just because they want to try to get, I think, move past this incident. A lot of people are saying, well, you know, they still have to sort out the Jim Irsay issue as well, and they don't want to move as quickly on a player, not as an owner. But still, you're kind of scratching your head on, hey, it's a week left in training camp, and the Ravens kind of need to know if they're not going to have their top running back for 2, 4, 6 games, because I think that really dictates what their kind of plan as far as the running back reps in training camp.
Is there any way he does not get suspended? Is this what this means?
No, I mean, I think at the very least he will get fined, and I think they'll announce that as well. But from everything I've been told, you know, Roger Goodell is in Europe right now, and until he gets back into the country, they don't want to make any kind of announcement with any of the kind of the disciplinary actions that the NFL has to get through before training camp begins. I still, even though we're still talking 9 days, I would be surprised if we don't hear anything next week on the Ray Rice situation. I think some resolution has to come out. From.
Yeah, last thing on this, and then we're going to take some phone calls for Jameson, 410-467-WBAL, 1-800-767-WBAL, and call and ask Jameson any question about personnel, you know, whatever's going on that you have been observing in minicamp or whatever, backup quarterback situation, whatever. But final thing on this Ray Rice thing, Jameson, Janae Rice, now Ray's wife, was also, you know, by his side in the commissioner's office, which I found to be real interesting. Is that unprecedented that he would meet with the player's wife? Obviously, we know why, but or the reason that I'm sure she was there. But
right.
does that in a subtle way say that this suspension will not be as great as others think?
Well, let's just say it couldn't hurt
yeah.
the situation. And I think that's ever since the incident and the TMZ video came out, the one thing that has helped Ray Rice is that there has been a united front. They have immediately after, I think it maybe like a week after everyone kind of heard about the arrest, it was made known that they entered in counseling together. Then after the indictment on Ray Rice, they got married. And so then when he was called to the commissioners, or even at the press conference, his wife was beside his side. And then when he went up to Goodell, it was there as well. So I think they've done enough to kind of send the message that, yes, something happened that they would like to forget and they would love to have not have happened. But by her standing by his side kind of shows that they are trying to work this out, and I think that can only help his case. Do I think it will, significantly help his case? I'm not sure. That's really up to Goodell, and because of his discretionary power, he can pretty much rule anything he likes. Ray Rice can appeal, but as precedents go, usually players don't get more than 4 games unless they are repeat offenders,
right.
As we all know. This is Ray Rice's first major off-the-field incident.
Yeah. Okay, great, Jameson. Appreciate that. Let's move on. You're knee-deep into your rankings of the current Ravens players. You released 10 through 6 this
yeah.
week. Justin Tucker, 10. Dennis Pitta, Lardarius Webb, Torrey Smith, Elvis Dumervil. So that leaves the top 5 of Haloti Ngata, Terrell Suggs, Joe Flacco, Jimmy Smith, Marshall Yanda. Obviously, you're not going to tip your hand and tell us
who
the top 5 are.
But that is the top 5.
A big but here is that they're probably in everybody's top 5. I had Torrey Smith in my top 5 with the exception and flip-flopped Haloti Ngata. But they are probably clearly the top 5 or 6 best players on this team, I would think, right now, huh?
Yeah, and honestly, I was throughout the whole rankings, I was just a little surprised how highly ranked everyone had Elvis Dumervil. He finished 2nd on the team in sacks, but I don't. He even admitted during the offseason that he was disappointed in his play. And when you saw the second half of the season, not only did Suggs disappear, but Adair Duvernville had three games where he didn't have any tackles.
Yeah.
And I think he was dealing with an ankle injury, and I think that kind of had an impact on how he played on the field. But I was still a little surprised that he had him up at number six. How high would you have had Elvis?
I had Elvis at nine, nine or ten.
Right, and that's kind of, I think, where I had him as well. But yeah,
he's a marvelously gifted player. If that talent is transcends onto the field, you know. And then last year it didn't at times. You're right.
Yeah, and the feedback that I got from a lot of the voters, one of the toughest players they had to rank was Justin Tucker. Obviously he was voted the team MVP last year, but because of his position, you didn't know how much you wanted to kind of weigh a kicker, and he
wasn't on my top 20. I don't have. I'm from the Tony Siragusa school of kicking evaluators. He's a kicker, not a player.
I will say someone had him at number two, which
whoa, number two? Whoa,
yeah.
Man. Whoa.
So, believe me, Justin Tucker, if you were asking me to name the top five kickers in the NFL right now, he would be among my top
absolutely.
Five kickers. But if you're talking about top five players on the team, I would not have him.
How many kickers were in the top 100 players in the NFL? I don't think any of them were there.
I don't think
Matt Stover, listen, we have this debate a lot about Matt Stover. He's one of the great kickers of all time, and he's obviously a huge part of the Ravens' success they've had since being here. No one disputes that, but it's hard to put, if you're going to replace Justin Tucker, put him over, Haloti Ngata, I just can't do that.
I know.
No disrespect to Justin Tucker.
Honestly, I believe he played a big role in even last year.
Yes, he did.
For them to be 8-8, there you can point to several games that he helped them win, including the one in Detroit with that 61-yard game winner. But I agree with you. That was probably the biggest surprise when I saw that someone had him ranked number two on that list.
Hey, you wrote a great piece this week. It's up on the website now. On the Ravens defense, getting back to that dominating level. And one thing that hit me in your piece was like a Ray Lewis tackle, I think, is that just two starters are still around from the Super Bowl championship team from a couple of years ago, Haloti and Terrell Suggs. That, I guess, is the current NFL. And that is interesting how quickly Ozzie Newsome, Dean Pease, and John Harbaugh addressed the fact that they were getting a little older.
Yeah, and you saw in that season, they allowed, I think, the second most points in franchise history that year. But I think people forget about that because, in the playoffs, the defense really did play well. And even in the Super Bowl, that late fourth quarter stand helped them win the Super Bowl. So I think people kind of forgive that defense for not being one of the best in recent memory. But the Ravens obviously acknowledged that wasn't up to their standard, and it's tough not only when you have to transition from proven starters, but you go from a defense that has two future Hall of Famers on it, and Ray Lewis and Ed Reed, and you go and you not only part ways with them, but you part ways with them in the same year.
Yeah.
So there is a transition period, but you've seen, and this is what I kind of the crux of the article was that. Over the past 2 years, with them drafting so heavily on defense the past 2 years, they feel like they have some great young talent. And you're going to see that, especially this year, whether they're starters or playing big roles as far as the defensive line rotation or stepping up in the secondary. You're going to see this defense, I think, over the next couple of years, get very young. And it wouldn't surprise me, this has never happened in Ravens history, but you can project in a couple of years that every starter on that defense will be a draft.
Yeah, yeah. That's
amazing to me.
That's